Hey, how are you doing? Welcome to FTS. I hope your week is going well. I'm sending you love as usual. It has been 3 months since the last episode, and wow, so much has happened, both personally and in pop culture. So for today's episode, we are going to talk about a few things, you know, the dating jungle, and give advice to certain people, and also I'm going to gist you about something that actually happened in my life. So take a deep breath and let's start the show. I love you. Hey guys, welcome to the show. How are you doing? I hope this podcast meets you at a good time. I hope you feel good and you feel fine. Regardless, I'm sending you good vibes and hugs. How are you doing? So I'm going to try to list 5 things that have happened in pop culture since the last episode. And just from the top of my head, I'm going to say Donda. Oh my god, I love how that album really made me like Kanye again, because I know that Kanye is a genius, but I won't like actually just download his album and listen to it. But Donda actually changed my perception about him. We have CLB, we have Shang-Chi, The Great Challenge, The Met Ball, and Nicki's anti-vax tweet. That was just hilarious. Personally, I have a lot to gist you guys. Like, okay, so June to July, I interned at a cancer clinic. I learned a lot. I got exposed to a lot. And it was a fun experience. I know more about cancer, about like my field of study, more than I did before my IT. So that's a bonus. Then, you know, August happened, and let me tell you something about August. August was a chaotic time. It was crazy for me right from the first week. So I'll just break it down for you. Are you ready? So the first week I got like really sick, and it was like, wow, okay. Then the second week, they started demolition houses in my area. So I'm still in my uni, and I don't live on campus. I live off campus, and like the area that I live in, they started demolishing the houses, and it was so funny. It was such a funny. It was genuinely a funny time, because that experience has actually taught me a lot. Then the third week, my Snap got hacked. And it's so funny because this person was blackmailing me over my personal photos. And I don't know this person, but it was such a huge moment in my life. I just woke up to this weird message saying, oh, I have your pictures. This is your password. Send me one of my videos that I just took like in my own home, just like vibing, chilling out, titties out, you know the vibe. But, you know, I felt so violated at that moment, and immediately I just called my friend and I was like, oh my god, this is what is happening, this that. And then it was so funny because friends were there for me at the moment. And then something like really funny happened. I want you to guess what happened. All right, so this person calls a ridiculous amount for me to pay for my own photos. And I'm like, wow. I was crying like 3 seconds before that. And I saw the message and I showed my friend. I was like, you see, this is the amount that they are putting on me. And it was so funny because like it was ridiculous. I was like, bro, I expected a higher amount. Look at me, please. But I'm glad that is over. That phase of my life is over. Aside that, I've been super chill, reflecting on my life, writing my exams, and just preparing for like my final, you know. So that's what's been going on with me. That's where my head has been for the past 3 months. I hope your head has been in a good place, and I hope you've been doing way better than me, honestly. So my quote of the day, it's something about gratitude, because it's something I've been thinking about. Gratitude is something that has been in my mind for a while now. It says, life is a series of thousands of little miracles. Notice them. Just notice the little things, because once they're not there, once that peace, once that stability, once that thing that you don't really think gives you joy or makes your life what it is goes, you're going to just know that this thing gave you so much peace and you can't have it anymore. So today, you know, the topic of the day is actually breadcrumbing, and we are going to, you know, just give people advice. I told people to send in questions, and I picked two of the questions, and we, both of us, that is me and you, are going to give this pressing advice. So let's start with breadcrumbing. Do you know what breadcrumbing is? We all know about ghosting, which is like suddenly cutting off all contact with the person that you're talking to, you're dating, you're being friends with, whatever. You're texting. So this is like the choice move for almost everybody out there. You think that we're past ghosting as like a collective, but no, there's another one. I don't think you've noticed this, but it's called breadcrumbing. So this is a way for people to mess with other people that have interest in them. So it's basically the art of sending out flirtatious but non-committal text messages to lure a partner without expending much effort. So it's just basically throwing breadcrumbs out there, you know. A typical breadcrumber will send you random texts that seem harmless. They'll just throw in a few likes on the gram. They'll slide into your DMs or throw this breadcrumbs at you so you don't lose interest, but they won't throw enough crumbs for a relationship that actually moves forward. So they'll just give you like little muscles of hope, you know, a cute text here, a flirty snap, a couple of likes on Instagram, just, you know, something that might just give you hope for the future. They know that there isn't like going to be a future. It's just crazy, but it's what people do out there. And just think, do you think anybody has done that to you before, or you've done that to anybody before? Now, why do people breadcrumb? this is a weird question. This is like asking why people, like, you know, steal, or people are mean. There's a lot of reasons. There are possible reasons that this could happen, but I'll just like narrow it down to like three. Just like after a breakup, when, you know, you've broken up with somebody but you don't want to let them go, so you just throw these breadcrumbs to just keep them around, even when you know that you're not, nothing's going to happen, but you just have to have this person around. The second one is when you're dating people and you're just throwing in breadcrumbs to put this person on hold. You don't want this person to move on because, you know, it might be an opportunity missed, but you're not actually going to date this person right now. So, and the third one is playing games. Some people are just mind fuckers and they're just very manipulative, and, you know, they're not interested in you, but they want you to keep them relevant in your life, and they'll just like keep playing that mind game at like consistently and just like fucking with you. So how do you think like you deal with breadcrumbers? It's super hard to, you know, deal with situations like this. It's with matters of the heart, but it's like super hard to deal with it. And, you know, sometimes you just have to stop making excuses for some people and just call them out. Like, I don't like your attitude, and you're just throwing this little bits of, you know, this, oh, person posted picture and you're like, ooh, cute photo, and like you haven't talked to this person in weeks, like, you, but you're just sliding to the DMs at demon time, demon hour, and just like have a conversation, and, you know, just to keep that person around. So I feel like we should be upfront as to what we like, and we should be honest about the things that we like as a people, because that, you know, that works, that helps us. And like, it tells people that, oh, okay, so I'm not here for like games. I want a serious thing with you. And most times people don't speak about what they want, and they keep throwing signals at you, and you just don't know what to do. And we should be upfront about the things that we want. So that's basically it about breadcrumbing. All right, follow the advice. Are you ready to give advice to people? Like, I'm just going to read out the questions. I just want you to think of an advice you'd give to this person if this person was your friend or your partner or just in your life, basically. So let's do this for my co-host today. Okay, the first one says, I'm 5 feet tall. Will I ever be taken seriously? Hey, I've reached that point where I'm no longer growing. I'm 5'0 and I'm pretty insecure about it. I don't like having to look so high up when I'm talking to others, but it makes me feel as if they're my superior when I try on certain clothes. I find myself thinking I would probably look good in this if I was taller. How do I become more confident in my height? Okay, this is a really tricky question. What advice would you give this person, think? From my ends, I would say you should invest in clothes that totally make you feel comfortable about your body, because you're beautiful and you look good and you're sexy. Just know that. I just remind yourself of the wonderful qualities that you have, both physically, mentally, what you have to offer to the world and to yourself. Find things that you love to do with your body, be it dancing, sports, activities that like give you a chance to develop some sort of appreciation for your body. And just remember that you're very beautiful, and don't ever forget that. Also, heels, you could try heels because like they're a fun tool. That's totally if you want. So this one says, how can I deepen communication in my friendships? Okay, wow. Okay, So I'd say no two friendships are alike. Friendship conversations are not a one-size-fits-all. I have conversations with my friends where I'm just like, how are you? And they're like, how are you? And it's not, but we understand that it comes from a place of love. And then I have deep conversations with other people, and with other people I talk about like really crazy stuff with them. Just say, like, you should ask yourself how you'd want your own friends to approach you and reach out to you. Like, how would you feel most seen or heard? Is it when somebody asks about like your pet or your significant other, when they reach out on like a big day, when they check up regularly? How do you feel loved when someone's trying to connect with you? I think you can, like, yeah, I want you to like reach inside yourself and just think about how you'd want others to talk to you. Then there's also questions like, you could also Google like mindful questions that start conversations. Or you could ask like a media recommendation, like, oh my god, do you know this book, this movie, this podcast, you listen to Follow the Sun, that sort of thing. How is school? How is your friend that had a baby that got married? How is your, you know, your sister, that sort of thing, you know. So that's basically it. And I hope you have more wonderful conversations with your friends and you can communicate and connect to them deeply. So yeah, co-host, what were your own advices? So that's basically the end of the show. I hope you had a good time listening to this episode, and you know, God willing, I'm going to release another episode next week. I've missed you so much. I love you. Bye. Hey, oh my god. Oh my god. What? Oh my. Wow. Wow. Like, my voice just, like, there was a crack. And it's like, why?